Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Avayin Yerziva Kagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And we continue talking about Shar Muad. The Mishnah tells us Shar Shul Muad L'Minoi Ve'Einoi Muad L'She'Einoi Minoi. This Shar is a Muad only for its men, and it's not a Muad for something that's not its men. For example, this Shar only gores Shvarim, and it does not gore horses, camels, or something like that. Or Muad L'Adam Ve'Einoi Muad L'Hema. It's a Muad for people, but not for animals. Or Muad L'Ktanim Ve'Einoi Muad L'Gdolim. This Shar is only Muad for goring small Shvarim, calves, little babies. He likes picking on ones that are smaller than him, so he's only muad for that. He doesn't pick on older ones, so he's not a muad for the gdolim. What's a halacha here? Eshu muad loy mishalim nezek shalim, v'she'enim muad loy mishalim chatzi nezek. Whatever he's muad for, so he'd have to pay nezek shalim, and if he's not muad for it, he only has to pay chatzi nezek. And on to another case, Amar lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, hareishayu muad l'shabbosos v'enim muad l'chol. Let's say the shar is a muad only on Shabbos and not during the week. Meaning, on Shabbos he gets restless, he doesn't have anything to do, he's bored, and three times in a row he gored on Shabbos. So he turned out to be a muad for Shabbos, but during the week, he's fine. He's busy, he's occupied, and he never gored during the week. What's his din? Is he considered a muad for everything or just for Shabbos? So Amalem Rabbi Yehuda told him, L'Shabbos M'Shalom Nezek Shalim, if he damages on Shabbos, he pays Nezek Shalim, L'Maisachol M'Shalom Chatzin Nezek. And if he damages during the week, he only pays Chatzin Nezek. And Amosai Hutam, when does this Shar revert to being a Tam? M'Shiyachzer Bay Shlosh Yemei Shabbosos, if for three Shabbosos in a row, an animal passes by him and he doesn't gore, so then that means he went back to his Tam stage, and if afterwards he does gore, he would only pay chatzin nezek. Not to mention gimel shar shal yisrael shenakach shar shal hektish. If a shar belonging to a yid gored a shar that was owned by hektish, or shal hektish shenakach shar shal yisrael. If a shar owned by hektish gored a shar that was owned by a yid, pater. In both cases, the owner of the goring shar, either the yisrael or hektish, does not have to pay. Shnemar, because the pasuk says sharei ehu. The full pasuk is b'chiyigav shar ish as sharei ehu. If one man's shar gores sharei ehu, and literally that means the shar of his fellow, of his friend. And we learn from here v'loy shar shal hektish. One is not chayiv if a shar of hektish was involved. What about the following case? Shar shal Yisrael shenagach l'shar shal avik achavim. If a yid's shar gored a non-Jew's shar, pater, he does not have to pay at all. Shal avik achavim shenagach l'shar shal Yisrael. The guy's shar gores a yid's shar bein tam bein muad mishalim nezek shalim. Whether it's a tam or a muad, he has to pay nezek shalim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.